close to home. My great-great-grandparents, Anastasio Pizzuti and Mariana Morga, are listed on the 1911 census as living at 14 Bowlbridge Street, Tamworth, Staffordshire. They were part of a small community of Italians living in the area, and their eldest son living at 16 Bowlbridge Street. Living at number 15 Bowlbridge Street, Tamworth, is another Italian family, the Patricas. All three properties are described as boarding houses, not unusual at this time, and their boarders are from all over the United Kingdom, Ireland, and some fellow Italians. We know that the families were involved with each other because our preliminary research had unearthed newspaper articles with reported incidents with both Pizzutis and Patricas mentioned. We can only imagine the type of friendship they had. Within genealogy, there is a form of research called FAN, Friends and Neighbours. By looking a bit deeper into friends and neighbours, you can find clues to connect some of the dots. Taking this approach, I have joined several social media groups specific to the areas where we know our ancestors lived. One group that covers memories of Tamworth. While scrolling through my feed one day, up popped a picture of a lady that looked familiar. We have a number of photographs of my great-grandmother, Angela Maria, in her more senior years on holiday in Italy with another lady who was definitely older than her. We've, that is mum, me and two of my mum's cousins, have looked at these pictures time and time again, trying to work out who this lady is. So, back to the social media post, posted by a gentleman with the surname Patrica. Me, being me, instantly messaged him to say, I think our grandparents were friends. Here is my number and this is what I'm doing and it would be lovely to talk to you further about this. Alongside, I sent a few of the pictures I had to back up my theory. Mr. Patrica called me the next day, confirming that it was in fact his grandmother in the pictures. Yay, I have a name to the face. He told me his grandmother's name was Carmela, a name we had as a possibility for the face in the picture. And yes, she had gone back to Italy many times to the village that she was born in. Of course, I asked him if he knew the name of the village. He wasn't sure, but it may have been a place called Gallinero. My genealogy senses were tingling. Gallinero is one of the smaller villages that is close to my great-grandmother's home village of Settefrati. Mr. P was able to tell me everything that he could remember and sent me some more photographs. He was very interested in expanding his knowledge of his grandmother and I was able to help. From the census, we had a rough idea of Carmela's date of birth and now we had a possible birthplace. The records for Gallinero for this time period are held by Family Search, but only at one of their research centres. Luckily for us, we have one, a 10-minute walk up the road. Unluckily for me, I had to wait a full 3 days before it was open. Mum was actually the one to find Carmela's birth certificate. Maria Carmela Franziosa, born the 11th of November, 1881. Sat in the research room, so quiet you could hear a pin drop, Mum started waving frantically, trying to get my attention on the other side of the room. I could see the excitement in her face, and in a loud whisper, she called me over. Quick, quick, look at the record, look! I looked and my jaw almost hit the floor. There it was. Maria Carmela's mother was none other than my own great-great-grandmother, Mariana Morga. We had found another family member, Carmela, my great-grandmother's half-sister, and more information on Mariana, whom we had spent nearly a year looking at hundreds of documents, but to no avail. All we had was her name on Angela Maria's birth certificate. So, it turns out, Carmela Patrica was much closer to home than just a friend and neighbour than we expected.